You're listening to the Who Cares News for Thursday, January 23rd, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I caught some crap yesterday because I said we have no chemistry. And I caught some crap from that.
Did you know?
Yeah, we had some comments that came back from listeners saying, like, don't tell me you got no chemistry. We have no chemistry. We got none.
You're it's like, so full of crap.
No, we got you, me, chemistry, nah.
Yeah. No, you don't have any donuts. I haven't had any donuts in a while. That's the problem.
That's the problem. All right, donuts. Okay, maybe tomorrow. I'll think about it.
I have to start a diet. I can't start my diet.
Oh, you're going on a diet now? What the hell are we supposed to do if you got donuts?
No. I can't start until the donuts.
Because
I have to clear the donuts.
I know. We must succumb to the donuts. If there's donuts in the room, you're gonna eat them.
Yes.
You're not one of those that can just take off a little snippet with a knife.
Mm,
plus, I always hate that. It's like there's an injured donut down when you've taken just a little morsel. I know this happens in offices. People do it with bagels, too. It's like, come on.
Well,
just eat the whole damn bagel.
In my house, if there's a donut left, and I know it's his, but he doesn't eat it. It just sits there.
Well, and then they get old and stale.
It's like, well, I'm going to take a bite of it because it's just...
Nothing worse than a
stale donut.
It's
sitting here saying, eat me, eat me.
Right.
Then he's like, you know, 3 days later, where's the donut? I ate it.
All right, donuts. All right, I got it in my head now. I'm going to put it on my things to do today, my to-do list.
Well, part of the diet plan, there's a portion of what's called of the seafood portion of the diet.
Seafood diet.
Yes.
I've been on the seafood diet for 61 years now. Everything I see, I eat. All right, it is time for the Who Cares News. Sans donuts this morning, but maybe not tomorrow. Tomorrow we might have donuts.
Maybe.
Ceremonial. What's going on?
Well, you know, what's there to talk about? I don't know. Well, they talk, they touch, they sit near each other at award shows. And of course I'm talking about the elephant in the giant big old, you know, universe of Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, you know what? This story's not going to die.
No.
We've already discussed that they are friends with benefits. This cannot continue to happen. Without Brad sneaking over there to read a book at night or maybe watch a little Netflix and chill. No, this is not. Yeah, they're together. They're together, but they're not together. They're together, but not together.
This is your theory.
It's my theory.
Yes.
Because they can be. Brad is hated by his kids, so, you know, he doesn't have to worry about the kids being involved.
That's true.
Hey, meet Aunt Jen. Right? And you know what? I'm going to get cards and letters for this.
Oh, no.
How old is Jennifer Aniston? She's not getting any younger. And though she's still adorable and cute, she is starting to show a little bit of her age. You know, when you watch Friends, and I watched Friends the other night, and you go like, yeah, it's been 25 years. And she looks
for
it.
For all of them.
And she looks it. Yeah, so but my point is that who's she going to catch?
Oh,
Brad Pitt.
And Lord.
Could you catch someone worse? He's Brad effing Pitt. And he's quit drinking. So you know what? It's a win-win. Why not?
Well, as she puts it, you know, they've all grown up together.
Yeah.
And they've both grown up.
Sure, they've grown up.
They weren't grown up when they were together.
They don't have to get married. They don't have to get married. Not today. No.
She invited him to her 50th party.
She did.
And her tree trimming in December.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
See? Now, come on.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. According to a new poll of nearly 8,000 people, because you knew a poll was going to happen.
It's a poll.
And it's not a few hundred.
Should they or shouldn't they?
It's a poll of 8,000 freaking people.
Ay, ay, ay.
23% of Americans.
Oh, God.
I wonder if they paid people for this poll.
No.
To do the poll. Anyway, 23% of Americans think Brad and Jen should get back together.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that not being a higher number because, you know, I think a lot of people just don't give a rat's, but
16% think they shouldn't.
Well, that would be the prudes.
Yeah.
That would be the folks that are concerned that it would upset Angelina. I think so. But I mean,
it's not a fine crowd.
I know, it's none of her business now. She's got some of his money. She's got some of his properties. She's got his kids. It's like, yes. What more does she need? You know?
And she's got a head full of instability. She does some good work. I won't take that away from her.
No, she does.
Good.
She
does. Yeah, no. Grief,
and so does Brad. So does Brad. Brad does good work, I think, somewhere, doesn't he? He knows Clooney. That's good work. Clooney does good work if you're associated with Clooney.
He hangs around with cool people. All right. The other 61%, because I know that we're all dying to know.
What do they say? 60,
they don't know.
They don't know whether they do or don't. They should or shouldn't.
And I can understand it if that don't know should have actually been don't care.
Probably some of that is.
No care, both four-letter words. I can see how they would get confused.
No. Well, you know, no, I know.
How hard is it to pick a side? I think they should maybe go to dinner and explore the relationship. They need to talk. They need to kind of hang out.
They've probably already done that. This isn't Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes. This is Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
He's a player. Jamie Foxx.
Well,
yeah,
he's a player.
Good grief.
I think Brad's ready to settle down.
Well, first there was Beauty the Beast, then The Lion King, and now, dun dun dun, dun, get ready for The Karate Kid on Broadway.
Oh God, no! Are you kidding me?
You know, though, when they did Cobra Kai.
The YouTube
series,
yeah, which I've seen.
I was not happy with Ralph Macchio's character, that he was so egotistical and he was a car salesman.
Yeah, they kind of turned the tables, didn't they?
Yeah.
Between him and Johnny.
Yeah.
And now, Sensei is now doing the TurboTax commercials.
Yes, he is.
You seen that?
Yeah.
He says, have mercy or something like that?
Yeah.
No, that's wrong. He just still say no mercy. No mercy when it comes to taxes there, Sensei. You got a problem with that, Sensei? I can see the song Wax On, Wax Off. I'm ready for that as a musical. Jeez. Show me. Sand the floor. Show me. Paint the fence. And, of course, the piece de resistance. The closing titles of the movie, You're the Best by Joe Bean Esposito. What a song. What an uplifting song to end a musical with. Oh, my God. Karate Kid, the musical.
All right, so the screenwriter of the original 1984 film, Robert Mark Kamen, he's adapting the story into a musical because I guess he doesn't have anything else to do.
Well, of course not.
Lots of big Broadway people are reportedly attached, including the writer for the musical Night Shift.
I'm ready. Hey, guess what?
What?
Joined a new group on Facebook. Seriously, this is a true story.
What, the Halle Berry
Halle Berry Maniacs.
Oh, jeez.
And here's the funny part about this. You're going to laugh about this.
It's a fitting place for you.
There was a suggestion that came up in my feed on Facebook to join this group. How did it know? On the right side, you know where they have the suggested things? Groups you should join. Halle Berry Maniacs.
Big Brother.
I know. So I joined. I did. What can I say? All right. That's it for us today. We've had too much fun.
Hopefully they don't kick you out.
No chemistry. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow with donuts. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could tell us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.